Next, News Bulletin.
Of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Zambia Tourism Agency launches Global Tourism Promotion Campaign. 2,100 children targeted for malaria vaccination in Kalabo District. Mines Ministry records major progress in countrywide mapping exercise. In foreign news, Cameroon awaits poll results as opposition leader declares himself winner. And in sports, Zambian striker Natasha Chilufya shines on and off the pitch with a bachelor's degree. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has announced a major landmark in the countrywide high-resolution aerial geophysical survey, confirming that 42.6% of the country has been successfully mapped as of October 15, 2025. Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo says the survey launched in July 2024 is a comprehensive survey and a cornerstone of the government's strategy to unlock the nation's mineral potential. Mr. Tembo says the survey aircraft are currently operating in the northwestern province, covering Kasempa and Solwezi districts, and have also begun work in southern province, mapping Namwala, Zimba, Kalomo and Choma districts. He says the progress follows the recent completion of the first major phase in August 2025, which focused on districts in northwestern province, including Ikilengi and Mwinulunga, as well as parts of Manyinga, Kabompo and Mufumbwe. The completed phase also included Kaomo district in the western province. Now, government has contracted the specialized firm Excalibur to conduct the exercise, which remains on track for completion by next mid-year.
The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development would like to report that the countrywide high-resolution aerial geophysical survey has now successfully mapped 42.6% of Zambia. This is a crucial step in unlocking our nation's mineral potential. The survey aircraft are currently active in northwestern and southern provinces. This initiative is on track for completion next year. Once completed, it will provide a modern geological database to boost mineral exploration, attract new investment, and significantly contribute to our national economic growth. We are building a data-driven future for Zambian mining.
The Zambia Tourism Agency, ZTA, has officially launched an innovative six-month worldwide tourism promotion campaign on Expedia Booking Platform, one of the world's leading online travel agencies. ZTA Chief Executive Officer Matongo Matamwandi says the strategic partnership aims to position Zambia as a premier travel destination and to achieve a target of 3 million international arrivals by 2026. Mr. Matamwandi says the launch agrees with a global trend as 34 million people worldwide are planning to visit Africa in 2025, with 76% expressing interest in safari holidays. He says Zambia's rich, authentic and untamed safari experiences. I'll read that again. He says Zambia's rich, authentic and untamed safari experiences uniquely position the country to capitalize on the interest, offering travelers unforgettable adventures in its renowned national parks and iconic landmarks like the Victoria Falls in Southern Province and the Zambia Beach in Luapula Province. Mr. Matamwandi emphasized the importance of this campaign for the promotion of Destination Zambia and the opportunity it provides for Zambia tour operators to directly connect with tourists on the Expedia booking platform. Now, still in local news, the Ministry of Health will next year commence a malaria vaccination exercise targeting about 2,100 eligible children in Kalabo District, Western Province. The children to be vaccinated are those between the ages of 6 and 8 months old. Malaria Elimination Officer Mwala Monde said the malaria vaccine is safe, effective and capable of disrupting the vector incubation cycle. Mr. Monde said during a stakeholder engagement meeting that vaccines have already been dispatched to all health facilities across the district in readiness for the vaccination campaign, which starts on 27th October 2025 and ends on the 2nd of November 2025. Kalabo District qualifies for the administration of the malaria vaccine as it recorded 483 malaria incidence cases per 1,000 population in 2024 and 476 cases per 1,000 population so far in 2025. He stressed that an eligible child would only be fully vaccinated against malaria after receiving four jabs. He, however, stated that a fully vaccinated person can still contract malaria, but without severe illnesses which could result in health complications and death. According to Zanis, Mr. Monde explained that malaria ranks as the first cause of visitations to health facilities among children below the age of 5 years in the district, hence the need for a multi-sectoral approach such as vaccination in order to complement other existing vector control interventions. Now, over $247,000 US dollars has been spent in the purchase of 70 motorbikes aimed at improving immunization efforts in rural areas. Speaking during the handover of the 70 motorbikes in rural-based CEOs in Chongwe District, Church's Health Association of Zambia Chief Executive Officer Sichali Sichinga says the motorbikes will go a long way in improving immunization Mountain and reach the far-flung places. Mrs. Sichinga says the motorbikes will have significant impact in improving accessibility of vaccines for children, especially in rural areas.